You must be thrilled. Whitehawk has been a bit of a revelation for you, hasn't he?
Look, he has. He's been a tricky horse. He still is. You sort of never know where you're at. But when he's on song, he certainly can he can gallop, which is wonderful.
I know you talk to the jockeys before the race and you give them a plan. They don't always execute it as constructed and usually blame someone else for it when it doesn't work. But did it go as according to plan for you in the Golden Mile?
Oh, look, it did. The barrier was perfect. He just likes to be uncluttered and have his own way, and that's when he seems to run his best races. There was a lot of speed, so he couldn't have led. But he just had a free run, you know, 3-4 wide, and which doesn't seem to bother him. So it was perfect.
And he wasn't given any chance by the bookies at all, was he?
No, I can't believe it. Like, you know, first up over 1,400, he ran a bottler and he wasn't, you know, I thought he'd be big odds in, but he wasn't. And then he got took a knock second run in the shoulder, which is why he didn't run on. But, you know, and he loves the Devonport track, so, yeah, I was shocked.
Well, he won the Summer Cup at Elwick in January. He's been placed in the Launceston Cup, so he doesn't mind the longer races either by the sound of it.
No, and he was second in the Longford Cup. He probably should have won that, but he was back last and cluttered up, and that was a bit of a messy race. But yeah, when he's right, he is a very good horse.
As the winner of the Golden Mile, he gets automatic entry now into the Devonport Cup. How excited are you about having a runner in the Devonport Cup?
Yeah, no, it's good. Well, last year he ran in it, but his brother knocked him nearly to his feet. So. Who ran third in it, Whitecliffe. So hopefully, he can get a better showing this year.
He had no trouble with the distance last year, obviously?
No. I think the longer the better, so it shouldn't be a problem.
I guess the barrier draw will be important once again, as it always is?
Yes, it's not good for him to draw inside. But, you know, drawing outside, which most people would hate, is... Yeah, just perfect for him.
And he's an 8-year-old too, and, you know, often racehorses, their career's over at 7, so he's still plodding along. And you know, when you think back a few years ago, Pindari Prince won the Devonport Cup as a 9-year-old, so he's not without his chances, is he?
No, look, the family sort of, they're late bloomers, and he's probably come in, this is probably his best start to a season. So, you know, he's just getting better with age and more settled in track work, because he can be a bit tricky at times. But, so hopefully we're in for our best run yet.
And how settled are you? Because you were based in Sheffield. Of course, you're a northwest coaster, but you're now basing yourself out of Longford. So how's that all going for you?
Yeah, no, it's terrific. We live in Launceston and the horses are at Longford. And at the track, they just seem to love it. So it's worked out really well.
And, I mean, coming home for the Devonport Cup is like a homecoming for you every time you come back to Sprayton, I guess?
Yeah, look, it's lovely. It's a lovely track there, and they do a good job. And I used to go there and gallop all the time before. So I hope hopefully they have a really good cup this year.
Well, congratulations on the Golden Mile. Good luck in the Devonport Cup, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Martin.